Hey friends, Kenzie here. Just wanted to give a little intro to this episode because it's a special one for a couple reasons. This was our first time recording virtually, so we have a little bit of work to do. We know the audio on this isn't going to be the best, so we ask for a little patience and grace for this one. But it's an important episode. I think you're going to want to hear what we have to say. So please try to bear with us. We hope you enjoy, and we promise to do better next time. Cheers, friends.
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 85 of Friends with a Twist. Thank you so much for joining us for another fun-filled episode. I am Madison, one of the co-hosts, and joined by Kenzie.
Hello.
Hello. There she is. So,
I am.
I don't know if we're going to sound a little bit different to you guys, but we are doing this episode via Zoom. So we're chatting via computers
Ooh.
today.
Yeah.
We're hoping it goes well.
If not, I'm sure you'll tell us about
I'm sure someone will let us know. Yes. But so this episode, like we always do, we're going to do one of our chick chat updates, see what we've both been up to recently. And I guess what, how could I term it? Dropping the bomb on you or something? I don't know. We have a surprise for you. There's going to be a big change with the Friends with a Twist format, is what I was going for.
Okay, so before we go any further, you know we have to do our traditional fireball shot to get things started. So cheers, friends.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, still spicy.
Oh.
I haven't had Fireball in quite a while.
Yeah, we had zero Fireball in France.
That was
So
going to
I
be my
am.
next question.
Yeah, we looked everywhere but never saw it. So I had a little Fireball detox, but found all kinds of other yummy drinks to have instead. So I survived. Don't worry, friends. So before we jump into our chick chat for today, we have a twisty little surprise for all of you. After 6 years and 84 in-person recordings, Fuat has decided to mix things up a little, try some new things. One of those is the fact that we're doing this virtual recording, which we just mentioned, but we're really hoping that everything comes out okay and the audio isn't terrible. I know you guys will let us know how it sounds, good or bad, but we need the feedback because this is new for us. So we're going to see what happens here. But also, in addition to the virtual recording, we're going to sort of mix up, I guess, the format a little bit. And there are a few reasons for this. It's not totally coming out of nowhere, at least for us. I know this is all news for you guys out there listening. But yeah, I mean, we've been doing this a long time. We've had tons of fun with it. I don't think any huge regrets, but it's kind of time for a change. Honestly, to do the in-person recordings, it does take a lot of work and coordination with our schedules and lives and getting together, travel time to and from each other's houses, finding the time that we can get together to record. I think we also feel that we have shared our perspectives on a lot of topics already, and we don't want to get boring or redundant. So we thought maybe we could kind of shift a little bit and try to offer some new voices, sort of broaden our horizons and kind of see how that goes. And I guess if we're being totally honest with you, friends, this has kind of gotten to a point of feeling like a little bit more work than party, and it maybe isn't quite as fun as it was when we started. So we still enjoy it, but again, just kind of, I think, time to maybe try something different, kind of explore some other avenues. So for right now, our plan is I, Kenzie, I'm going to try to bring on some new voices to the podcast to talk about any number of various topics. Again, in an effort to maybe share some new perspectives, I want to really focus on talking with people that we actually know. So it'll still be twisty friends. It'll just be some different friends, some different voices. We'll keep it twisty in the way that you know and love, I hope, is the goal. Madison, I will shut up in a second and let her speak as well. But Madison is going to take a little bit of a step back. But don't be surprised if she still pops in from time to time to say hello. So yeah, Madison, I'll shut the hell up and let you add anything that you want to that.
Yes. So I want to make it clear that we're not, I want to end on a high note. So yes, I decided it's better for me to take a step back. There's nothing like ill will towards any of each other. Like I'd rather end, step away from the podcast on a high. Like I promise we're all in a good place. Like this is nothing negative. Yep. Yeah. It's just been a long time. So I personally felt like I needed a change. Didn't fully have the heart to like keep this going as strong as I really should. So Kenzie and Gary, they got that initiative and the drive to keep it going. And I'd rather let them kind of take it in a new route that might be more interesting for everybody. So I'm excited to keep supporting and happy to pop in randomly if I could be helpful for an episode or two. But yeah, so I'm going to finish out this on a high with our chick chat together.
Yeah.
And I will kind of hand the reins over to them, to some new twisty friends. It's exciting, but it's kind of sad. Hopefully I don't cry by the end of this.
Yeah.
No, we'll keep it fun and sexy.
But yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. All right. We got that out of the way.
Okay.
Deep breaths.
With that, Madison, tell us all about what you and Barry have been up to lately.
So yeah, I actually have some good, fun, sexy updates. I'm happy to end with a lot of few things to talk about. So I'm going to start in chronological order for my sake in my notes here.
Okay.
But sometime between when we last spoke, Barry had the lovely idea of one of his work weekends. He suggested that I go out and have a threesome with our friends, because why not?
Barry's lovely guy, so generous.
Right? He doesn't want me to be bored at home. So that was one of my sexy updates. I got to go spend the night at our friends, Eric and Samantha's house, slept over, had a lovely, sexy night with them. We took pictures and videos to send to Barry. And I think one of my takeaways from this was that, obviously it's not the first time I've done that with them. I think maybe the third time now, second or third time. But comparing to the very first time, how much more comfortable I was and it felt like everybody else was. I know we say even just meeting up with couples or singles over and over the second or third time, like it's just easier for everybody to get into the mix and have more fun, be relaxed. So I love that. That was a blast. And throughout these 6 years and what, I don't know, almost 20 years of just being in the lifestyle or whatever. It's crazy to think back on how much that has evolved. Like, I never thought this could have been something that I would be doing or I'd be with someone who would be comfortable having me do. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to have that evolution.
Oh, awesome.
Personally.
And so, since it was a sexy sleepover, was there, like, a sexy pillow fight involved? I'm sure everyone is fantasizing about that right now. Like, were you guys just in lingerie and, like, giggling?
Actually, not this time, but we did try to do that one other time, but it's so awkward in person. Like, could you imagine you and I just, hey, here's a pillow. Like, it's not like as sexy, I don't think, in person as it is in porn, but for the sake of it, you can picture that if you would like to. But no, it was very relaxed. We went out to dinner and then went back to their house, had some drinks, and the easiest thing to do, have the ladies put on lingerie and get the party started. So that was very fun.
Nice.
And I do have another update with them, but I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to switch it up so you're not sick of hearing just about same stuff with the same people. Mm-mm. So Barry and I, don't hate us for what I'm about to say, the type of party we went to. But Barry and I met up with a couple. I think I talked about them in an episode or two ago. We met them via the Friction website. We met for drinks. We had sexy time at a hotel room near there. So we met them again, this time locally to Barry and I. And we booked a room at a casino that was near us. So they drove a little bit further to come see us. The plan was, same thing, obviously, have a room in case we want to play. Everyone knows we wanted to play. So we met them for dinner at the casino. And then we took them to the local lifestyle club
near us. What a treat.
What do we call it? Like the dive bar lifestyle club.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed it. She said it felt homey.
Bless her heart.
Like, it was a party at someone's house. Everybody, well, some people felt like they knew each other. So I was like, okay. I did not expect this reaction, but thank you. Like, it was a very positive reaction. Huh. So maybe we take it for granted and we're not as, I don't know. It was actually nice to see it from a different point of view, I guess, was my takeaway. But
yeah, homie is fair. I guess I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Know anyone else there that night?
We actually ran into lifestyle friends that we haven't seen for well over a year. So yes.
Oh, okay.
Not right. Planned. We didn't plan to go there to meet them, obviously, but we walked in.
Yeah.
Well, we saw them on the list ahead of time. Weren't sure if we'd actually see them. Walked in. Hi, how are you? They were sitting at a table. Wasn't too weird or anything. We actually, they invited us over to their table, which was nice. So we had somewhere to put our stuff. And the theme was schoolgirl night. I know.
No.
So honestly, I thought we looked fucking hot as sexy graduate students. I've never thought of that theme in a pervy way. So this was all very over 18. We're all over 21. It was very consensual, just sexy little skirts. Just that's all it was. So it was fun. Her and I, we did the whole obvious short plaid skirt with our butts hanging out and the tie, crop tops. So that was fun for us. I forget what I called them. Shoot, I'm blanking on their names. I remember these were our friends Neo and Connie. That's what I called them. So Connie was the one who thought it was so much fun. I took her on a tour and showed her the room with the sex swing in it. She got up there and was twirling around, having a great time. We took some photos. It was hilarious. We actually only stayed there about an hour just because.
Okay.
Timing, we were trying to figure out when we had to get home to our dog because we weren't staying out all night. We told them they could have the hotel room for the night because they had a long drive. So we wanted to go back to the hotel and have our own sexy party, which we did. And then her and I, we planned a little glow theme. She had glow paints. So we took turns drawing art on each other's bodies at the hotel room. It was actually pretty good artwork, flowers and I did this tribal pattern on her chest. Yeah, we had a great time together. Again, this time it felt more comfortable than the first time just because everyone knew each other's flow and vibe. And Barry and I got home around 2:30 that morning, and that was that. So
I hope you got photos of the fun glow art.
Yes. Oh, of course. Her hubby took a video of each of us painting it on each other just so we'd have it to look back on. So
yeah. Oh, fun.
I super recommend pictures and videos regardless. It's just fun to look back at the memories together.
Yeah. Nice.
So Barry and I have had a lot of sex with people lately. Looking at my notes here. I'm just going to keep going. So again, we had a couple fun nights, Barry and I, with our friends Eric and Samantha. Did a long weekend hanging out together. And these were super hot, sweaty, ravenous sex nights. I think we're just to point that we're so comfortable that every time we, I don't know, it gets more intense, or maybe we, I wouldn't say pushing boundaries, because we don't do that, but just, I don't know, relax into things a little bit more. So, speaking of relaxing into things, I had do you know what I'm going to say? No, I had the best DVP experience of my life. I've only done it two or three times, but still, I literally fully relaxed into it the one night. So God bless Barry. It's always his idea. We forget that we have these things that we like to do. And he's why don't we try DVP? So we're yay, sure. Let's do it. But how we did it was that Barry, laid on his back on the bed is how we did it. I got on top of him kneeling, straddled over him. And then got on top of that cock. Eric got behind. And he, I think, had to straddle his knees outside of Barry's also so that he could slide in from behind also. Forgot to mention, thank God I took notes because I would have forgotten this. We had butt plugs in that night too. So, oh my God, there was just a lot of pressure. I'm proud of myself. Wow. I forgot I had a butt plug in, too. Took a shot, took a couple deep breaths, was so just turned on, hot and horny, that, I fully just let them both go inside of me. I didn't realize that I could safely stretch that much. It was wild, but it was the most intense, like fully pleasureful experience. I at first mainly stayed still. Like I let them, maybe Eric, control the rhythm mostly from behind. And I then just sort of got into everything and started grinding back on to both of them, like begging them to like fuck me harder. And I was like, I don't know. I got really into it and it was super hot. And I was kind of sore the next morning, I think from obviously all the pressure and everything. But I now highly recommend and fully support DVP to everyone out there who can try it with safe people that are not, like both of these cocks are normal, like average size. So it's not like I'm working with someone that would hurt me or it was too much to take or anything. So that would make a difference too. But yeah, I kind of lived off that high for a little bit because I was very impressed with myself that I could actually like grind back on him while both of them were inside of me. So,
yeah. And you kept the plug in the whole time?
No. I do recall like kind of once I got into things and pushed back a little bit more, I was like, okay, take that out. Like I can make the sound like pop, popped out, whatever.
Yeah.
That's right. That's when I was fully able to like take it and start fucking both of them. So.
Okay.
I'm getting hot.
I mean, impressive
about
all
it.
Around.
Maybe having a butt plug in just to start play is just a good recommendation regardless. Maybe not, but yeah. I feel like it just adds, open things. It gets you at like a heightened, I don't know, greater heightened sexual like arousal and everything. So
yeah. All right.
Yeah. Ooh. That's my big, one of my very big stories. Yes.
Was Samantha involved at all? Like, was she there for this or was it like a threesome situation? Like, what was she just cheering you on, squirting lube on you? Like, what was going on there?
She might as well have been doing that. Sorry, I did not set the scene at all. But yeah, all four of us were in a hotel room the one night and it was Barry's idea. So obviously she didn't really have to be involved. So she's like, no, I'll step back. Like, let me take pictures and videos for you. I did not need lube or any, well, we needed a little bit of lube, but she pretty much just stayed back, was walking around, was like, oh yeah. And I'd say certain things and she's like, oh, it's so hot. Like kind of almost like a coach, like cheering me on from the sidelines.
Yeah.
And I know that she really enjoys DVP and I never really understood like how you could get into it that much because like the past few times I just like couldn't move. I was just stiff. But I remember hopping off of both of them. And I was having like the aftershocks of like orgasm just laying on the bed. And I was like, I get it. I understand why you fucking love this now. Like that was fucking hot. And so then of course the guys were still hard. Nobody came. They were still good to go. So I was like, girl, tag team, like tag, you're in. She hopped on top and then did DVP with both of them. Also, well, I watched and recorded, tried to coach her on, but she didn't really need much. So I was just like, yay, go team. I'm proud of you guys. You look so hot. So, I don't know, it's fun to, like, go back and forth and give each other the space to have those different experiences, but still be there and be present and not feel left out of it. So that was really fun.
Awesome. Yeah, as somebody who has never done DVP, that is hard to get my head around. But I certainly can understand, like, once you do the thing, like, being able to appreciate how good it is. But, yeah, like, until you don't know what you don't know.
No. Yeah. Well, if anyone wants to try it, I recommend the first time you pretty much just don't move and let the guy behind you do all the work and just take it in and see how it feels. But I promise maybe it helps to have a little bit of liquor in you too, just to relax and let loose. And I promise you could get into it and have a blast. So that is my challenge to you, Kenzie, in the next year. I leave you with that.
Solid life advice.
But yeah, that's pretty much been majority of the fun that we've been up to recently. I'm very thankful for all of that work. Yeah. Barry and I are now going into a little bit of a lull. Like he has a lot going on with work and I have some family vacations and other stuff, vanilla stuff to focus on. So I'm glad we rode that roller coaster for a bit.
Yeah. That sounds like all kinds of fun. So hell yeah.
Thank you. Yes. I guess it's kind of going to be sad not being able to update you guys on this sexy fun, but we're ending with a bang. Couple bangs, literally.
Yeah, that's a lot of good stuff happening there.
All right, so while I cool down from sharing all that sexy story time with you guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back for updates from Kenzie. And I really freaking hope you share updates from France, because you haven't told me anything. And I'm so excited to hear about your trip. But start with whatever you want, but you better share some stuff from France.
Okay. Yes, you're in luck, because that's all I have to share.
Yay!
Since we last chatted and got together, yeah, we, like, Gary and I kind of, like, took a weekend off before our trip, so I just didn't really have much else to report anyway, so thank goodness for the trip. So, yeah, so what I guess I wanted to kind of share today is a few highlights from the portion of our trip that we spent in Paris. So just as a refresher, Gary and I went to France as part of the Libertine event. That's not redundant at all. We did a few nights in Paris, and then the group was traveling down to Cap d'Agde for like a week-long event there. So the Paris part of the trip was optional, and not really like, what do I want to say? It wasn't mapped out for you. It was just like, here's a hotel recommendation. Kate from the Wanderlust Swingers, who runs all these Libertine events, she did organize a meet and greet at the hotel the one night. But otherwise, like, it was up to you, kind of do what you want in Paris, which was cool. So I will say, just kind of on that note, I think one of the benefits of traveling with a lifestyle group certainly can be the opportunity to see new places. I think for a lot of the people that were there, it was their first time in Paris. And then also when we did eventually get down to Cap, I think it was a lot of people's first time there as well. So that can be a nice benefit, is kind of gets you out of your comfort zone maybe and see some new places. It's also nice going with a group because you don't necessarily have to figure everything out on your own. Even though, for example, like the Paris part of the trip wasn't exactly like a Libertine event, Kate is just generally awesome and like provided some good guidelines and suggestions of like things to do, places to go, that kind of stuff. So like we didn't feel like we had to figure everything out on our own.
And did you, throughout all that, like, did you go with groups of other people that were going to the event, or was it just you and Gary bebopping?
Some of both. So we got to Paris on a Saturday, and that happened to be like the day I mentioned there was like a meet and greet at the hotel. So we kind of met some of the other people in the group at that. And then the big thing that I'll talk about here in a second, is that there was a group of us that went to a lifestyle club in Paris that night.
Oh, wow.
So, like, that was cool to, like, be at a club and at least know some people. But then there was other parts, like, then I guess on Sunday, it was kind of like an on-your-own day. So, like, we didn't necessarily, like, hang out with everybody all day. So some of both, I guess I would say. But, like, honestly, even in its own way, that was kind of nice, too, like, again, it's nice to have a group to hang out with, but also, like, there was never any pressure. Like, you know, we were all joined at the hip and had to do everything together every second of the day. So kind of worked out nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
The couple things, I guess, that I will highlight from this little Paris trip. Kate had recommended a lifestyle club for that Saturday night that we were there. A lot of people, I think, had got in like that Friday or Saturday. So she offered this as an option. I'm sure anything that has a French name, I am not going to pronounce correctly. I do not speak fluent French. So I'm just going to apologize up front. I'm sorry. But so this club that we went to on Saturday night, I am going to call it Les Chandelles.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's the best I can do. So we're gonna hope for the best there. So yeah. So there was kind of like a subset of people going to the club. So we had a couple different Ubers, you know, people were kind of carpooling from the hotel to the club, and not quite the same type of shady location that I'm used to for US clubs. Like, we've joked in other episodes over the years about like clubs are always in like these weird ass places. Like, this was just kind of like, I don't know, on a street. The number was visible, but there was no other indication that you were at the right place. So it kind of like had this little like mysterious, you know, like
it's like a speakeasy.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that. So we go through the door and there's a relatively small, I don't know, foyer entryway sort of situation happening. And then another door. So we were going to this club for dinner, actually. They have a restaurant that's connected to the club. So we were like all in, gonna go have this experience. So it was like 9 o'clock. We had to be there for this dinner. I think we got there at like, I don't know, 8:55 or something. So we're knocking on this inner door and a guy like pops his head out and he's like 5 minutes. We're like, okay, sorry, we don't know. It's not time yet. Yeah, calm down. We're like, all right. So, okay, fine. So a few minutes pass. You know, at this point, like some of the other people that were kind of there as part of our group start arriving. So just some other Parisians who were attending that night. Like, so people start to arrive. So, okay, fine. So whatever, the 5 minutes passes and the guy comes back to like, you know, open the door, open the club, whatever. And this is where it gets interesting. So he let a few people in, like, I don't know if they were regulars or whatever the deal was, but like, fine. It was like judgment day to get through the door of this club.
Oh gosh. Did you, wait, so, were you like signed up to, like, yeah, you were expected to be there, right?
Yes. We had reservations, like, because we, again, we were doing like the dinner part.
I just wonder why all the judgment. So I should just let you talk.
No, it's fine. It's a good question, though. So there is a dress code for this club. And Kate had specifically pointed that out to those of us who expressed interest in going. So the dress code, now I'm looking at this club's website right now. I'm not making this shit up. Not that it's that crazy. But anyway, for the ladies, the dress code says evening wear, dress or skirt, high heels. Gentlemen, long sleeved shirt, evening pants, dress shoes. And then management reserves the right of entry.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't sound so crazy.
No, but wasn't it super hot over there too? Like, would they not give, okay.
No.
Long sleeve shirts.
No leeway. Yes. So, okay, fine. That doesn't sound necessarily all that crazy. But what ended up happening is there was this one other couple that Gary and I actually, we had met them in Miami at Kate's Libertine event in Miami this year and found out that we were going. And so we had kind of coordinated a little bit like, hey, are you going to go to the club? Yeah, great. We shared the Uber over, that kind of thing. So it was kind of the four of us in the same boat together. So she and I got their blessing. We weren't the problem, but the four guys got put through the ringer.
Oh.
So the problem for Gary was his shoes. They did not like his shoes. They were dark shoes, but had like a white rubber sole on them. And I guess they felt like that was too much like a sneaker.
Oh my gosh.
So Gary got to wear like rental shoes for the night.
All right. Well, thank God they have that, but that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. So yeah, they were nice. They were just like black shoes with like these like little buckles on them. But yeah, so Gary had to like hand over his shoes and wear like these rental shoes for the night. So, okay, fine. That solved that problem. He had on long black pants and a long sleeve, like a dark color button down collared shirt. So that got him in the door. Okay, fine. Then the friend that we were with, for the sake of this story, I'm going to call him Steve. So I'm not going to do this justice, so I apologize in advance, but the employee of the club, like the doorman, I don't know if he was a manager, whatever. He, honest to God, he opened that inner door while we were all still standing in the entryway. And he looks at our friend Steve, and he gave him an honest to God, like, his eyes just like scanned Steve from like
head to toe.
Yes. And he, I can't do a French accent, nor can I speak the language, but he said, "You're making this very difficult for me."
Oh my gosh. That's so shitty. Oh.
So Steve did have on long pants, a long sleeve shirt, but they were a lighter color. It was like a nice white linen button-down collared shirt, long sleeves, and his pants. We think part of the issue is the pants he had on, they were not jeans, but they kind of had like that cut, or like they were that style of pants. They weren't like khaki style pants, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, kind of.
And then he had on nice brown leather shoes, but again, it had like the white rubber sole on it, which apparently was an issue. So the butt of the joke for our group the rest of the trip is that this like doorman manager guy, he's like, "These pants, I can't with these pants." And we're like, "What is wrong with the pants?" He's like, "These are not night pants."
Oh my gosh.
And we're like, "What the fuck are night pants? Like, what are you saying?"
Why don't they just put you have to wear black? Head to toe.
That would have resolved everything. Anyway, so poor Steve, he's like, "Well, you three go in," because like Gary's resolved now with his rental shoes. He's going to go bowling.
That's what I was thinking.
I know, right? That's what it felt like. So poor Steve was like, "You know, you three go in. I'll go back to the hotel. I'll get different pants. Like, I'll be back. I'll meet you." But then we're like, "Well, shit, like, what if he does that?" And then they still won't let him in. Mm-hmm. But like, now the three of us are, it was too much. And you couldn't take your phone in. So like, he wouldn't have been able to even let us know what's going on. It was like, no, it's like, we were like the four musketeers, all or none. Like, we got to figure this out.
You should. Yeah, you should stick together.
Yeah. So I don't know even how it finally came to be, but we got another pair of rental shoes for Steve, and they finally like acquiesced and let this not black outfit slide through the door. But to Steve's credit, him and Gary are trying to get these rental shoes on, and the pair that Steve has to work with, I think we're at least two or three sizes too small.
Oh my gosh.
But he knows damn well that if he doesn't get his foot in this shoe, that we're not getting into this club.
That's not fair.
So poor Steve shoves his foot in this shoe somehow by the grace of the swinger gods. And we finally get in. So lesson learned, if you're going to at least a Parisian club, I don't know, head to toe, wear something dark. Dark shoes, no white soles, button down. You got to get fucking fancy for this shit.
How much were the rental shoes? I assume rental, like you had to pay. It wasn't like ridiculous. Was it reasonable at least?
No. Well, there actually, as far as I know, there wasn't actually a charge for the shoe. Okay. I'm just kind of calling them that for lack of a better term.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah. So as much shit as that was to get through, I will say, when we finally did get inside, everyone did look pretty nice. So I guess they have like a thing that they're kind of going for. But yeah, aside from our struggle getting in the door, just curious, Madison, like, any thoughts? I mean, I'm thinking about the clubs, you know, like that we've both been to, where I think the dress code consists of like no baseball hats, like then that's pretty much it, like,
or no sneakers. Again, they say like no sneakers, yeah. Or like, don't they say like jerseys or like t-shirts or things like that, which I think makes sense. But as far as linen pants, like, I feel like that's acceptable, even though they weren't. Or, like, dark jeans. Barry definitely wears dark jeans, which clearly you can't do in France. They're very judgy. It comes across that way. Ugh, I don't know that. I feel weird about that. But I don't think we've ever been to a place near us or anywhere in the U.S. that has been that strict. I guess good for them that they stick to it. They stick to their freaking guns. Mm. But that makes me like feel so uncomfortable and bad for the men like who dress up feeling good, look good, and then it's like, I don't know. I'm glad you guys made it in. I hope it was worth it.
I think so, ultimately.
Oh.
But no, yeah, I mean, we definitely felt judged. So I guess, I mean, that is what it is. But yeah, I don't know. I guess like they have a certain standard that they're going for and they are not afraid to enforce it. But I don't know. We finally preyed on their sympathies and we went. So that was fun. So the guys have on their borrowed shoes and we get down to dinner, which to me was very European. Dinner was like 3 hours.
Oh God.
Which is not something that we're used to as Americans and just as us in general, but it was nice. It was a very intimate setting. Like there were not a ton of tables. There was very low lighting. There was a lot of kind of red velvety tapestries and the decor was sexy. So that was really cool. It felt very sensual. And then food was pretty good. I had a bougie moment at dinner because I apparently am an idiot. Somehow I ended up ordering the dinner that was an extra 100 euros. So don't take me on a date because I don't know what I'm doing. So I got, Gary gave me some shit for that the rest of the trip, and my high tastes, my fancy tastes. But it was really good actually. So it's kind of worth it. And then I think it was a little after midnight when we finally moved over to the club. Again, the restaurant and the club are connected. You kind of had to go back upstairs and over and then down. So we finally get to the club around midnight, and it was fairly busy at that time. Probably somewhat similar to US clubs, whatever. The party says that it starts at 9 or 10 o'clock, but often it doesn't really get started until 11 or midnight. So I think kind of a similar situation here. But it was a cool spot. It was basically in on a basement level, kind of an underground feel to it. And they kind of had it decorated, you sort of felt like you were in a cave, the way that they had, the decorations and, the walls and everything. So pretty unique, kind of cool. Definitely a little bit smaller, physical space than maybe I'm used to with some of the U.S. clubs that I've been to. And again, I mean, it was pretty packed. Not that you couldn't move, but you also, you weren't going to do cartwheels across the dance floor either. it was busy. The couple other things that kind of just struck me as being a little bit different than, I guess, what I'm used to in the U.S., there really wasn't much nudity anywhere. Nobody was just walking around in lingerie or naked or anything. In my experience in clubs, a lot of times when you get a little bit later in the evening, that is not uncommon that you'll see women especially lose some clothes or, go put on sexy lingerie and change it up or whatever. And we weren't really seeing that. Actually, the couple that we were with, Steve's wife, who I will call Linda, had on this gorgeous red dress, but her ample bosom kept popping out of it. So we were kind of teasing her about Linda, put your nipple away. And the dress that I had on, I didn't wear a bra, so it was kind of easy for me to get my tits out. So I was trying to help in solidarity, and I kind of wiggled my dress around so that my tits were out so that she didn't feel bad about having her nipple out. But nobody else, there was no other nipple. So then we felt weird about it. Well, I guess maybe we should be covering up. I don't know. It's just different because I feel it was just different than, I guess, what I've seen at other clubs. But we had fun.
So I assume Gary didn't bring
Go ahead.
You didn't bring your usual swinger bag with lingerie in it just in case? Were you allowed to bring a bag inside with stuff?
Good question. I did bring a bag of things like condoms, lube, you know, mints, hair tie, like those kinds of things. But you had to check everything like at the door when we first came in. So I don't know how that would have worked. I mean, I guess you just go back up and ask for what you need. We didn't really get to that point at the club because of a couple reasons. I guess by the time we were sort of ready to move in that direction, there really wasn't any space. Like all the play spaces were pretty full and we were not interested in just like, you know, climbing on top of somebody or, you know, like jumping into something. Other thing that was interesting to me, to my American eye, not much for privacy. Like there wasn't really like individual rooms where you could go and like close the door and play. It was definitely a lot more of like open spaces, which I'm not really much of an exhibitionist anyway.
I was going to say that sounds like it's not your thing anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know that it would have really worked. And then in the back of my mind, Kate had shared with us ahead of the trip that in Europe, in lifestyle environments, it's likely that you'll encounter, I guess, more of like implied consent, meaning it's people like they might touch you first and then ask if they can continue. Whereas I think in the US, we're much more used to somebody's going to ask if they can touch you first before they touch you. So like that was in the back of my head that like, I don't really want to go be in this open play space with this mindset that people might just kind of like invite themselves in. So wasn't exactly feeling that. But at the end of the night, we went back to the hotel where we were staying and had our own little fun kind of, I guess, little hotel room party with Steve and Linda. So despite the rocky start to the evening, we got into the club, we had fun, we saw, we experienced, and then, yeah, and then we kind of wrapped it up a little bit more privately back at the hotel. So all in all, it was a good night. Any questions, anything you want me to elaborate on?
No, I feel like you touched on most of it. I was going to say it was probably for the best that you guys finished as you're used to in a private setting. I'm just still taken aback at the whole, like, particular attire that you have to wear to these parties over there. I get it, but I also don't get it. And just, I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever want to go to a swinger club over there, let alone the language barrier. Do you feel like, was that an issue at all, being inside the club? Like, oh, and it made me think of another question. Like, were you able to purchase alcohol inside of this club? Or was it just, like, at dinner or not at all?
Yeah. Yeah, you could buy drinks at the bar, at the club. It was not BYOB, so you had to buy your alcohol there. The language wasn't too bad. I know at one point, Gary kind of tried to start a conversation with a couple that I think, like, a French couple. Like, it wasn't a couple from the Libertine group. And it didn't really go anywhere, I guess, is the point of it. So, I mean, for the most part, like, you know, ordering drinks and food and everything, we didn't have a problem with like a language barrier. But yeah, to try to articulately communicate like sexual interests
or consent.
A couple. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, forget it. But I don't know. I mean, if you are really feeling it, I can also see how that would be super sexy to like, we don't even need words, but
we did not
quite have that experience. But yeah, I mean, otherwise, like, navigating, like, the club itself and, like, the food and drinks, like, we didn't have a problem. But, yeah, in terms of, like, trying to actually connect with a couple, like, that, I think, was going to be pretty tricky.
Oh. No, that's interesting. I had no idea this was even going to be part of your first half of your experience over there. So I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah.
Are you planning on telling more about the Libertine event? It's southern France, right? It was on the beautiful southern side of France?
Yeah. Yeah, that will be upcoming.
Because
we were there, gosh, like really a whole week. So yeah, actually that will be coming up in the next episode. We're going to try another virtual recording with actually Linda, who I was just talking about. She's going to join us virtually, and we're going to share some of our thoughts and experiences from Kate's event down in the south of France in Cap d'Agde. So stay tuned for next episode. You'll give you a whole debrief on that crazy, sexy, naked week.
I will be listening. I can't wait to hear about that.
Nice. Cool.
I guess that'll do it. Oh my gosh, for episode 85, right?
Yeah, that flew by.
It did, actually. And it's crazy. Now, doing it via Zoom, I can see how long it took us to chat this whole time. And
yes.
It really does go fast. Aw. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and joining us. I hope you love the future of Friends with a Twist. It's going to be amazing. Still connect with us, or Kenzie, on X and Instagram at FWAT_podcast. Still reach out and email at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. I assume she'll keep the website up to date, friendswithatwist.com. Yeah. Stay tuned to hear from other points of view beyond our own. Like, I'm excited to see what other people have to share in this space.
Yeah.
Love Absolutely. You guys. Thank you. This has been fun.
Excellent. Thank you, Madison. Love you.
Bye. No, until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Yeah.